Title of the message tonight is Standing Near the Lord. Standing Near the Lord. And let's pray together and then we'll read the verses. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word now that we have, and thank you that we all can own a copy of it if we want to, and we can read it if we want to. We don't have to hide it. We can have it and we can read it, and help us, Father, to live by it. Lord, we live in a day when we know in the future it seems like freedoms will be more and more taken away from Christians. And Lord, while we have every opportunity, help us to share the gospel, share the truth with others. And Lord, we know this book. We know that Jesus Christ can make a great difference in people's life. And help us to do something about it. Lord, help us tonight as we study your word. Would you please speak to our hearts and draw us closer to you, I pray. In Christ's name, amen. Here we go. Exodus chapter 33 and verse number 1. Exodus 33 and verse 1. The Bible says, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Depart and go up hence, thou and the people which thou hast brought up out of the land of Egypt, unto the land which I swear, which I promised unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, Unto thy seed will I give it. And I will send an angel before thee, and I will drive out the Canaanite, the Amorite, the Hittite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite." Talking about some different groups of people. "Unto a land flowing with milk and honey. For I will not go up in the midst of thee, for thou art a stiff-necked people, lest I consume thee in the way. When the people heard these evil tidings..." Okay, I think everything's okay. "When the people heard these evil tidings..." what verse was that? Verse 4. "They mourned, and no man did put on him his ornaments. For the Lord had said unto Moses, saying to the children of Israel, Ye are a stiff-necked people. I will come up into the midst of thee in a moment and consume thee. Therefore now put off thy ornaments from thee, that I may know what to do unto thee. And the children of Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments by the Mount Horeb. And Moses took the tabernacle and pitched it without the camp, afar off from the camp, and called it the tabernacle of the congregation. And it came to pass that everyone which sought the Lord went out unto the tabernacle of the congregation, which was without the camp. And it came to pass when Moses went out unto the tabernacle, that all the people rose up and stood every man at his tent door and looked after Moses." The tents, that's where their houses, that's where they stayed. So everybody goes to the door of their tent, and they look to see Moses going to the tabernacle. It says there, until he was gone into the tabernacle. Verse 9, "And it came to pass as Moses entered into the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended." And remember, God was in the pillar. God was in the pillar of cloud. He was in the pillar of fire. He led them through the wilderness. And when that pillar of cloud and so on was there, represented the presence of God and descended there upon the tabernacle. It says, "And stood at the door of the tabernacle, and the Lord talked with Moses." What an awesome thing. The Lord talked with Moses. Look at verse 10. "And all the people saw the cloudy pillar stand at the tabernacle door, and all the people rose up and worshipped every man in his tent door. And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. And he turned again into the camp, but his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle." Here is Moses. And he was someone that would stand in the presence of the Lord for the people. He would go and he would stand in the presence of the Lord for the people. Let's keep reading. Verse 12. "Moses said unto the Lord, See, thou sayest unto me, Bring up this people. And thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now therefore, I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest." Moses says to God, I want your presence with me. And God says, okay, my presence, it will go with you. Don't you worry about that. Verse 14 says, "And he said, My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he said unto him, If thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. For herein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight. Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken. For thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. Here was Moses, and he longed for the presence of God. He longed for the presence of God, and he did not want to go up. He did not want to go up to the promised land without God. He said, don't take us up and then you not go with us. I want to be in your presence. I want your presence with us. And like that, we should all long to spend time in God's presence and to know that we have God's presence in our lives. We should want that. Ashley Johnson should want that, and Rodora should want that. Every one of us should want God's presence in our life. And that's what Moses wanted. He desired in his heart, I believe, to stand near the Lord. Look on to verse number 18. Verse 18, back in verse 17, what a great statement where it says, I know thee by name. I know thee by name. Does God know you by name? Well, of course he does. But I mean, does he know you personally? Does he know you real well? Do you know him real well? He wants to. He wants to know you intimately. He wants you to have a fellowship with him and a closeness with him. And Moses desired that. Look at verse 18. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me. There is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. There is a place by the Lord. There is a place near the Lord for Moses. Can I remind each of us here tonight that there is a place by the Lord for us? There is a place near the Lord for you and me. There is a place where he wants us to be close to him and to fellowship with him. God wants us to come into his presence. God wants to speak to us in his presence. When God wanted to speak to Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 31, God told Moses this. He said, stand thou here by me. Stand thou here by me. God wanted to speak to him. And God said, I want you here close to me, Moses. I want to speak to you. Not only does God want to speak to our hearts, but he wants us to speak to him also. And we've got an invitation from the God of heaven. Can you imagine that? Wouldn't you think it was nice if, some person of great royalty or somebody that you look up to, somebody you admire, if they were to invite you to come into their presence or invite you to come into their home, or if you got invited to maybe to the Queen's Palace or something, that'd be, you consider that an honor. I know some people in the States that got invited to a meeting of a few hundred preachers, and they had a chance to meet with the President of the United States for a couple hours. You know, for them, that was a pretty big deal, pretty big honor. Probably not many of them refused that invitation. They got their ticket and they flew to Washington, and yeah, to spend a couple hours with the president, yeah, that's a big deal to them. Well, we've been invited into the presence of the Almighty God of the universe, the one who spoke his word and everything was created. He invites us to come into his presence. Hebrews 4:16 says, let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hey, that's a pretty big deal. That ought to be a big deal to you. That ought to be a big deal to me, that here's God and he says, Eric Johnston, I'm inviting you. You can come next to my throne. There's a place near here by me, by my throne, where Eric, I'm inviting you into my presence. Isn't that an honor? That you've been invited into the presence of God, that you can come and you can fellowship with him and you can talk to him and he wants to talk to you. Moses wanted to experience God's grace and God's presence and God's power in his life, and we can experience it too. When I think of the close relationship that the Lord God desires to have with us, I think of the Old Testament Jewish priests. Just listen. I think of the Old Testament Jewish priests, and it was their duty to stand before the Lord. It was their duty to stand near the Lord, to stand by the Lord, and to minister unto Him. Now, let me read you a few references where God speaks about the duty of the priest. Deuteronomy 10 and verse 8 says this: At that time, the Lord separated the tribe of Levi, the Levites and so on, to bear the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, to stand before the Lord, to minister unto Him. That was a big deal. The tribe of Levi was called for something very special, that they were going to get to minister before the Lord. They were going to get to stand before the Lord, and they were going to be the ones that were going to get to be closer to God than any of the others of the tribes of Israel, because of the special calling that they had, where they would minister in the temple, and they would minister before God, and they would stand before Him. It was a great honor. Deuteronomy 18, 5 and 7 says this: For the Lord thy God hath chosen him out of all thy tribes to stand to minister in the name of the Lord, him and his sons forever. Then he shall minister in the name of the Lord his God, as all his brethren the Levites do, which stand there before the Lord. Which stand there before the Lord in his presence. 1 Chronicles 23 and verse 28 and 30 says this: Because their office was to wait on the sons of Aaron for the service of the house of the Lord, in the courts and in the chambers, and in the purifying of all holy things, and the work of the service of the house of God. And notice this: and to stand every morning to thank and praise the Lord, and likewise at even. They were to get to stand before the Lord, and it says there, every morning and every evening they'd get to stand before Him to give thanks and to praise the Lord. They could be in God's presence, have God in their presence and so on. That was a great calling. That was a special thing and a great honor for them, that they could stand in the presence of God, that they could stand before God every morning and every evening, every day. Ezekiel 44:15 says this: But the priests, the Levites, the sons of Zadok, that kept the charge of my sanctuary when the children of Israel went astray from me, they shall come near to me to minister unto me, and they shall stand before me. Boy, that sounds like a special thing. You know, if you got an invitation from somebody royal, it'd be, wow, I get to come and stand near them, and I get to stand before them, and I'm going to get to spend time with them. Well, we have that invitation from God. We have an invitation from God where He says, BJ, every morning you can come and you can stand near me. You can come and you can stand before me. And you can speak to me and I'll talk to you. You open up your word. You open up the Bible. And I promise you, BJ, I'll speak to your heart. And I'll listen if you speak to me. Invited into the presence of God. And that too. Young. Yeah. Tracy, everyone. We're invited into Isn't that an honor? God wants to spend time with you. God says, I want you to come and stand near to me. I want you to come and stand before me. Numbers 16 and verse 9 says this: Seemeth it but a small thing unto you? Seemeth it but a small thing unto you that the God of Israel has separated you from the congregation of Israel to bring you near to Himself? To do the service of the tabernacle of the Lord and to stand before the congregation and minister unto them? Hey, He says, it's not a small thing. Don't think it's just a little thing. It's a great thing and a great honor that God has said, you can come stand near to me. You can stand before me and minister unto me. You'll be able to fellowship with me like none others in the tribe of Israel. That was a great thing. Does it just seem to you a small thing? Or does it bring you some awe and excitement in your heart that, wow, God invites me to stand near Him and to stand by Him and to stand before Him? He does. He does. Oh, yes, those Levitical priests in the Jewish system of the Old Testament, yes, they had a special honor and privilege and a duty and so on. To stand near the Lord and to minister unto Him. But we can have that also. 2 Chronicles 29 and verse 11 says this: My sons, be not now negligent. Don't be negligent. For the Lord hath chosen you to stand before Him, to serve Him, and that ye should minister unto Him. He says, don't be negligent. The Lord has chosen you. He's chosen you to minister before Him. He's chosen you to stand before Him. He's chosen you that you, out of all the tribes, you get to be the ones that get to be near the Lord and closest to the Lord. You can go and you can spend time in the presence of God. priests were not supposed to neglect that privilege of standing before God. And neither should we. We should not neglect the privilege that we have to stand before our God. He invited us to stand near to Him. He invites us to come into His presence. He invites us to stand before Him. In Ephesians 2 and verse 13, Ephesians 2:13, the Bible says, "But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ." But now in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes afar off are made nigh, brought close by the blood of Christ. We are brought near by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And our Heavenly Father invites us that we can come into His presence every day, every morning, any time of day. You know what? For them, the priests had a great significance that they would stand before God and they would go into the presence of God for all the people. But do you know from what the Bible teaches us in the New Testament, we become the priests of God. We believe in the priesthood of the believer. I don't need, you know, priest Father Joe to be the one who goes in the presence of God for me. I can go in the presence of God. You can stand before God. You can go into the presence of God. You think, oh, I need to, you know, go confess to Father Joe, and I need Father Joe to take care of me. No, you can go directly to the Father yourself. You can stand before God. You can stand near the Lord. You can stand in the presence of God, and you can talk to Him, and He wants to speak to you. He wants to talk to your heart. We were far off because of our sin, but we're brought nigh by the blood of Jesus Christ. That we're saved, and now we are priests and so on, and we can come near the Lord. We're brought near, and we can come into His presence every day and any time of day. In Hebrews 7 and 19, it says, "For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did." What's that better hope? That better hope is Jesus Christ. And it says, "By the which we draw nigh unto God." You know what it means to draw nigh? It means to get close. We are drawn nigh unto God. We are drawn close unto God. We can be close to Him. Why? Because of what Christ did. Because of His death on the cross. Because He is our Redeemer and our Savior. We can now be close to the Father. We can now be close to God, each of us as priests. God wants us to come near unto Him and to draw nigh unto Him and to get close to Him, to minister unto Him and to stand before Him. We are the priests of God and we have direct access to the throne of God. And that's why He invites us. Come boldly under the throne of grace because you have direct access to God. You can stand near unto Him. You can stand before Him. You can come near unto Him. We have access to the presence of God. Turn with me to just a couple of verses in the New Testament, James chapter 4. James chapter 4. Look there first and then look in the book of Hebrews. James chapter 4 and verse number 8. Isn't it wonderful that we have access to the presence of God? You can stand before Him. You can stand near unto Him. You don't need me to go to God for you. You can go to God and talk to Him yourself. You can talk to Him tomorrow morning. You can talk to Him tonight before you go to bed. Any day, any time of day, you can stand near unto the Lord and stand before Him. Commune with Him. In James chapter 4 and verse 8 it says, "Draw nigh to God and He will draw nigh to you." You decide to draw nigh to God, and what will He do? He will draw nigh unto you. Draw nigh to God. You decide you want to get close to God, and He'll draw nigh to you. It's pretty simple, isn't it? Do you want to get close to God? He's invited you to stand near Him. He's invited you to stand before Him. He's invited you to get close to Him. Do you want to? Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh unto you. Notice the rest of that verse. It says, "Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded." You know, how does it all fit together? Well, think about the Old Testament priests. Weren't the Levitical priests? There was a lot of things upon them of how they needed to be clean, wasn't there? Yes, part of their job was that they offered the sacrifices and the animal sacrifices there at the tabernacle and so on. But boy, after that, they always had to be cleansed. thoroughly cleansed, even to offer the sacrifices. And then beyond that, they would have to be cleansing again, get washed and cleansed from any blood from the animals that maybe would have gotten upon them. If they wanted to go in further, if they were going to go into the temple, if they were going to go into the tabernacle, if they were going to enter into the holy place, the things that they were required to do, the Levitical priests, they had to be clean to do so. And there was many things upon them. And in the same way, God says, I want you to draw nigh to me. I want you to draw nigh to me. And I promise that I will draw nigh unto you. But right along with that, he says, cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Why? Because when we get close to God, do you know how he wants us to come before him? Clean. He wants us to come before him with a pure heart. Now, I'm glad if we confess our sins, the Bible says he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We have a promise. He will cleanse us and he will forgive us. But he wants us to come to him with a life that is clean. He wants us to come to him with a heart that is pure. You get up in the morning and you say, oh, I can't wait to spend some time in God's presence today. Let's come before him with a clean heart and a pure heart. Come before him with a clean life. Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands. We'll turn back just a few pages to Hebrews chapter 10 and we'll finish there. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 19. The Bible says, Hebrews 10:19, having therefore brethren, that's our brothers and sisters in Christ, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Aren't you glad we can enter into the holiest place? We can enter into that place where the presence of God was because of the blood of Christ. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having an high priest over the house of God. Christ is that high priest. We need no other high priest but Jesus Christ. He is our high priest and our mediator between the Father and us. And then he says in verse 22, let us draw what? Near. Let us draw near. Let us draw near. Do you want to draw near to God? Little ladies, do you want to draw nigh unto God? Older ladies, do you want to draw nigh unto God? Hey, mums and dads, do you want to draw nigh to God? Men, do you want to draw nigh to God? Young people, do you want to draw nigh unto God? He's inviting you to. You can get as close to God as you want to get. There's nothing to stop that. There's nothing to hold you back. You want to get close to God? You want to draw nigh to God? He's all for it. He wants you to draw nigh unto him. And if you draw nigh unto him, he says, I will draw nigh unto you. And he's invited us, come into my presence. Come before the throne of grace. You can come and you can stand near him and you can stand by him. And there's a place there for you. God wants you to spend time with him and spend time in his presence. He's invited us to draw nigh unto him. He's invited us to come near unto him. He says there, let us draw near. Notice again, even in this passage where we're reading, it says how Jesus, he's made the way for us, that now because of what he's done, we can come near unto God, we can draw near unto God. But again, he says, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. And again, just talking about the type of life that we're living. That even as Christ has consecrated for us and made a way for us to come near unto him, that we come unto him with a consecrated life, with a clean life, with a true heart, with a pure heart. Come before your heavenly Father clean and pure in your life. Let's draw nigh unto him. Let's draw nigh unto him. Let's get close to him. When we draw nigh to God, when we stand before God, come before him clean and pure. Just as it was important for the priests to be clean as they stood before the Lord and ministered unto him, let's come before the Lord with a clean and pure heart. There is a place by the Lord for us. He said to Moses, Moses, you come and stand by me upon the rock. You can come and stand by me. You can come and stand near unto me. Just as there was a place for Moses, just as there was a place near the Lord for the Old Testament priests, there is a place for us. There's a place for you. There's a place for me. And God invites us. You think, well, if God's inviting everybody to come, well, there can't be room. I mean, think of all the Christians in the world. Oh, if they all got so close to God, there wouldn't be room for everybody that close to God. A couple things. Number one, there's not enough people wanting to get close to God that there's still plenty of room around him. But number two, he's big enough that there's room for everyone. There's room for all. You can get as close to God as you want to be. You want to draw nigh to God. You want to stand near the Lord. You want to stand before the Lord and get close to him in your life. He invites you to. He says, come into my presence. Come boldly before the throne of grace. And I promise you something. You will find great joy standing near the Lord. Great joy. The Bible says in the book of Psalms, maybe 1911, something like that. Psalm 1911, in thy presence is fullness of joy. And at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. In thy presence is fullness of joy. Hey, let's come into the presence of God. Why don't you stand near the Lord? When you think, wow, I get an invitation from God that I can stand near him, that I can stand before him, that I can come and I can meet with him any day, any time of day. I don't have to schedule an appointment. I mean, I can be there. I can just show up and he's ready to listen. Yeah, he is. He's ready. And he wants you to stand near him, draw nigh unto him. And he promises to draw nigh unto you.